Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, by the Holy Spirit. As we go forward in the Lord, I like to think some of the things that I think about. I think about the response people have to what Jesus said. And he spoke us something. If we receive it, it will act just like a seed and it will flourish in our lives. If we receive the seed of the word. And my pastor recently said, it's the word that you understand that you live by. Now, when we receive it in seed form, when we first hear God's word, we can always believe him. It's so pure. We know that this is not something we're used to. It's not from around here. It wasn't in our hearts before, but now we receive a word it has a refreshing with it. It has peace with it. There's a rest in it. And it's detectable. If you have a good heart, if you have a love for the truth, it's detectable. And you'll want more. And there are so many people out there that if they could just hear what God had to say, they would respond. Now, on any given Sunday, most people don't go to church because the busyness of this life and the persuasions of the enemy, and when they don't see fruit, they don't think it's worth their time. But then there are people who hear the word and they know better. And people receive it according to their heart. That's how they hear the word. If you have a heart that's hungry for the word of God at all, you're going to want more. But if I'm here to say this, if you receive the word and you don't feel like, well, I heard the word, but I'm not all after it like he's talking about. You can change that. When you receive what God said a little bit, and you really wish that it was better for you, all you have to do is say that I love the ways of God. I love the word of God. I love the people of God. I love his wisdom. I love his knowledge. If you can say that with your mouth, this is what will happen. You will break through the dark persuasions that you're used to, because knowledge is at war with knowledge. The deception of Satan is at war with the true knowledge of God. The true knowledge of God is at war with the deception and the lies and the rebellion of the enemy. When the enemy speaks to us, he would rather get us to be rebellious, but he always starts with deception. Deception is like a tasty drink with poison in it. The poison don't taste good to you, and he noticed, so he deceived. He used deceits. And people are accustomed to deceits. When people love the world somewhere, they can tolerate deceits. They asked Jeremiah to prophesy deceits. Prophesy smooth things. Prophesy deceits, they asked. They didn't want to know about the love of God because they are at war with him. In Revelation, we see the Antichrist collecting an army to fight Christ when he comes. We're not the only ones expecting Christ to come. The Antichrist is expecting Jesus Christ to come. And his desire is to raise up an army to fight him when he comes. I don't know what make him think he can win. He can't. Jesus can't die. And Satan can. That's just the way it is. Satan's going going to hell in the handbasket. No, he's really not. He's going to hell without a handbasket. He's going to hell whether he has a handbasket or not. And there's nothing that can stop it. Jesus said, it is finished. So when the Lion of Judah comes busting through the clouds, everything that's standing with the Antichrist is going to go, it's going to be destroyed. And the Antichrist and false prophet is going to be thrown in hell alive. So this is the thing. It's not a, it's an attack when you don't want to follow God. It's an attack when you have more desire for television than the Word of God. It's an attack. Because when you start receiving, there are Christian people that love God. I know they love God. They act like they love God. They live like they love God. But they make one mistake. They don't nourish their spirit, man, enough. Because some worldly things can be too important. And I'm not talking about evil things. I'm talking, I should say natural things are more important. They're taking care of the children, taking care of their wife, taking care of their husband, keeping the house clean, keeping the dishes washed. And when they get free time, what do? They watch TV. What do they watch on TV? They watch things on TV that make you wonder, it's not giving them anything. It does you no good to know about what stars are doing, what people, Hollywood type folks are doing, who they're marrying, who they're divorcing and remarrying. That kind of display is worldly. And the enemy wants a counterfeit. He wants you to think that, well, these are prominent people doing these deeds, doing this. It's a mockery against life. And people never learn to live. There are so many wonderful people, they never really learn to live. I asked the Lord to teach me how to live. Because I've been going to church all my life. I don't want to miss the point. It's so easy to miss the point. It's so easy to miss the mark. And I don't want to miss it. I want to live. I don't want to miss out on anything of God. And I want my life to represent Him fully. When we receive God's word, I like for things to be simple. When we receive God's word, we're receiving true life. And the more appetite we have for it, the more we will fight. And some people fight to survive. Some people fight. They learn to thrive in life. And they fight better. If you learn to thrive in life, you fight better. If you hold on to something in the world, it's gonna beset you. It's gonna slow you down. If it don't cause you to wander off the narrow path, it will slow your life down. Now, I'm saying this because of this. I've been in every stage of life. I've felt every kind of way over the years. There was a time I could hear the word and not respond. There was a time I knew better, I didn't do better. There was a time I got saved. There was a time I wanted more. I was clued in that there was more. And then there was a time that I didn't pursue God. There was a time I decided I need to follow God. But I didn't. But when I started receiving the word, I started progressing greater. And one day I said, I'm going to do everything God say. And I determined to do it. Now, this is different. I had some fight in me at that point. And I began to progress. And I began to learn things. I take things head on. Sometimes people, they know the love of God is right, so they attempt to do it. They say, well, I think I'll love everybody. And they just try to go on and love everybody. But under a challenge, I almost fail. And I said, Lord, I don't want to ever get that weak again. but I don't know what I'm doing. See, honesty is real important. When people are coming off drugs, for instance, I remember years ago, Creflo Dollar, he knew some people that come to church, they were on drugs and they're trying to turn their life around. He said, I know you're on drugs, I know you're trying to turn your life around, but be honest. And he was right. When you go to God, be honest with him. If you really want help, be honest with him. Some things we don't know how to do. And I say, you know, and I present things to the Lord that's personal to me. And I'm honest with him. I say, I want to be like Jesus. And I'm not like him here. And I want to be like Jesus in this phase of my life. My newest confession is I want all of my life to be worship and none of it to be anti-worship. I want all of my life to be worship. See, God can take you places. He can show you things if you're willing. And when you're willing and obedient, when you're determined, you're obedient. You may not have the skill. That's not the problem. If you have the determination to learn and to act, now you're willing and obedient, and God can do something with you. If you're willing and you're obedient, but you're not very determined, it's just a matter of time you're not going to stand, or you're going to barely stand. Why not just say, well, see, the Lord can give you whatever strength you got to have. He can give you whatever training you need, but you got to want it. Now, I break through. When I say breakthrough, I break through the veil of darkness, the influence of demons and fallen angels. I break through the will of man. I break through my own will. You can break through this junk and get to the good part, to what God is saying. And there's no limit to how strong a man can become in Christ. Jesus told his disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That he didn't say, which people read into it, he didn't say that the spirit is willing and the flesh will always be weak. That was what he was talking about that day. Now they know to make the flesh strong. The will of your flesh can be just as strong as your spirit in Christ. Because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This man was so determined to do the will of God, he didn't let nothing stop him. He didn't let peril stop him. He knew how to be abased. He knew how to abound. When the robbers took what he had, he knew how to abound. He was abased, so he abounded. He went and did it all over again. When they put him in jail, they thought they had him. He had couriers taking letters to churches. They didn't think much of it because nobody had ever done anything like that before. See, Satan ain't as smart as he make himself out to be. Satan probably didn't even know that Paul was sending letters to the church. Demons are not perfect. And the people that was taking the letters to the church, they knew how to fight as well. Whatever imp the enemy sent to stop them, it didn't work. They didn't let it stop them. And the people who heard the word, who received the letters, they heard the word and did something. This is how we got to be. And this is how we can easily become. I don't like cowering down. And I don't cower down in life. I don't let obstacles stop me. I do what I have to do. And I ask the Lord for more wisdom so I can do whatever I have to do better. Now, when you receive the word of God, it enables you to bear fruit. A lot of people are focusing on winning souls. Winning souls happens only after you bear fruit. The main witness you have is the life you live. That's your first witness. Your second witness is your testimony. Your third witness is preaching, in that order. If you can't bear fruit, if you don't walk in the love of God maturely, and you can't represent Christ. If you're doing any and everything and then preach, people are going to see through it and they're not going to listen. the enemy will seem to give them excuse not to listen to you. But when the word of God is mentioned, whether you live a raggedy life or not, the word of God is still valid. And that's the deception he'll use against people. They're looking at the acts of people. But when you live according to the perfect love of God as a way of life with joy, that speaks volumes. No matter what the enemy do, that speaks aloud. That's a loud voice. When people, when they get in their trouble, when they want help, they're coming to people that they can trust in. People that are not from around here. People that operate according to the living love of God. Not people who are slimy. Not people who are sneaky. Not people who live according to the disgusting world. Our personal life, and even if you in a marriage, you know, some people have good marriages, some people don't. And the reason people, you know, I didn't have the best marriage the first time I got married. But I learned to walk in love. If people would actually do what Jesus say, they would change from the inside out. Everybody won't do that. Now, watch this. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, that's detectable. When people are not doing what they're not supposed to do, that's detectable too. Now, God loves everybody, every soul. And at different stages of people's lives, they don't always make the best choice. If they make a poor choice, that they're not stuck in the mud. God can resurrect. God can give them a resurrected life if they want. That's why I believe in people. I don't hold people back to the past. And people do fail in the past. I can't say that they don't. I'd be lying. The reason people fail is because they don't receive the word with joy. And they don't do what Jesus said do. They do something otherwise. They follow their own path and they end up making a disaster. It happens more than not. It happens too much. And because people are limited by their weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears, and they don't draw, these things will limit you from knowing God because it steals your allegiance from God. You can only be allegiance to one person. You can have allegiance to God or you can have allegiance to Satan. Jesus put it this way, you can't serve God and mammon. You're going to love one or the other. That goes for God and Satan. That goes for God and money. That goes for God and your will. Whatever it is, you're going to, or somebody else's will, whatever you trust the most, that's what you're going to do. So, if you failed in the past, let God give you the reset you need through repentance. Now, repentance is not just asking God to forgive you and then just go on and go to sleep. Repentance, real repentance, is when you go to God and you ask for forgiveness, that gets you started. Now you're in the kingdom, you're in fellowship with God. Now, be honest with him. Tell him all about your trouble, but ask him to help you do it. Ask him to help you live. Ask him to help you have a stronger love for the word. And you do that by receiving the word. The more word of God that you receive, the better, the more you're going to love it. Do what makes you stronger. Why not do what makes you stronger? There is no reason to sin. There's no reason to be weak. There's no reason to have a lack of knowledge, lack of maturity. There's no reason. There's no wisdom in it. There's no wisdom or knowledge or counsel against God. That's true. But when you receive the word, you change. You get to a point you want more. And that, my friend, is life. The five wise virgins had oil in their lamps. Fill your heart with the love of God, which is the word of God. The word of God is the knowledge of his love. And when you receive it with the intent to do it, you're unstoppable. You'll break through wherever you have to. And you'll win. And you don't have to have a bad marriage. And bad marriages come from both sides. Until you grow up, you have weakness. But when you heal, you cause other things to heal. Now people have to be obedient, and they have to want God. And they also have to hate the world. We don't just grow and let the world hang around. No, you love God, and you also have to learn to hate the world system. You have to love God and learn to hate the world system, which is anti-Christ. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. And the more you hate the world, the more you'll break through. And that's a requirement if you're going to take life.